about them. To tell us more about the documentary, we're joined by photographer Stephen Axford and filmmaker Catherine Marciniak. Stephen and Catherine, thank you so much for joining me on The Record this morning.
Oh, good morning to you too, Fiona. Thanks for having us.
And good morning for me as well.
So, Stephen, it was an encounter with a fungi that started your passion of photographing them. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'd got into bushwalking to keep myself amused. I'd had a partner who died of breast cancer a few years before this, and I'd had a bit of an illness myself for quite a while. So I was recovered and looking for a new thing to do in life, and I was wandering down around Wilson's Prom in Victoria and came across this bright purple mushroom. I'd never thought of mushrooms being anything apart from the mushrooms you buy in the supermarket, so you go out in the fields to pick, and they're sort of off-white, nothing particularly interesting looking, but this one was fabulous. And I started looking for more, and I gradually realised that there was a vast variety of mushrooms out there.
And they all come in such different shapes and sizes. In this documentary that we'll talk about in a second, some of them I never thought they would appear in that way. It's quite fascinating, the variety of it all.
Yeah, well, they can, you know, to start with, I was only looking for things that looked like mushrooms. But then after a while, I started to realise there's lots of other things that are actually mushrooms or come from fungus. And, you know, like the bracket fungus, puffballs, fascinating cordyceps that consume insects, stinkhorns that smell and attract flies so that they spread the spores around with by their smell. So it's a never-ending rabbit hole that you go down.
So, it sounds like there is definitely never-ending, especially with that many species on the planet. Catherine, how did you first get involved with fungi hunting and filming and taking photos of them?
I've been a documentary maker all my life, really, all my adult life, and I guess it really, the fungi journey started for me when Steve and I fell in love, really. So it was born out of, finding a beautiful partner in life and also a beautiful creative partner in life. So I just can't help myself. You know, if I see a good story, and Steve turned out to be fantastic presenter on camera, we just started documenting our little finds. You know, we'd find a mushroom here, we'd make a short video, we'd put it up on YouTube. And then it just got bigger and bigger. You know, we went overseas and were doing fungi field trips with scientists in remote forests in Asia, in India and China and Nepal. And so we started making short documentaries about those fungi safaris. And then in 2022, when, you know, we were still recovering from COVID, we weren't travelling overseas in Australia, and it was a very wet year, we started seeing fungi that we only rarely saw or had never seen before. And so we thought, look, let's start doing something much grander here, and using all that research that we've done over the last 10 years and all those beautiful time lapses, and create a film that really gives people the experience that we have when we follow the rain and go into the forest.
As a filmmaker, Catherine, what are some of the challenges of capturing fungi on camera? Because some of these are very, very small.
You do have to have macro lenses. So I carry a whole kind of heap of lenses with me, a 50mm macro and my people's lens and then the telephoto lenses. So you're carrying a lot of gear into the forest. I carry rails into the forest so I can get beautiful tracking shots. And the other thing is that, you know, being in the forest for fungi means being in the forest when it's wet and muddy, often raining, sometimes sleeting. So that has a whole bunch of challenges for filming. But because we can be so opportunistic, you know, it's just Steve and I. We don't have to worry about whether, you know, the rain is conforming to our filming schedule. We just go. When it rains, we just go. And so that, the joys far outweigh the trials of shooting under those conditions, because we just see the most fabulous fungi.
And Follow the Rain is the latest documentary which explores how the fungi fit into the world of living things. Stephen, can you walk us through what people can expect to see in this documentary?
Well, there's me wandering around the forest, but discovering mushrooms. We explain where you're going to find mushrooms and when you're going to find them, interspersed with a lot of my time lapse, that there's time lapse of fungus growing. So there's a lot of that in the movie. And we show where we would find the fungus and then show time lapse of that fungus growing. So it's a combination of, there's various backstories, like there's a story about cordyceps fungi, which is the fungus that infects insects and spiders and ants and things like that, and in some cases causes them to do things after they're dead or when they're dying. So it will cause an ant to climb up a stem of a plant and attach itself with its mandibles and spread the spores from there. Very horror movie type stuff. Fascinating, no less.
And in
we go through a lot of stories like that.
We meet a lot of scientists. We meet a lot of scientists along the way, so we learn about those secret trading deals that plants do with fungi, and we learn a bit about how fungi play a fairly important role in climate change by storing carbon and creating rain. You know, they're things that we're only actually just starting to discover, but really critical knowledge when we're thinking about, well, what do we need to combat these extreme temperatures that we're starting to experience.
You're listening to On the Record. I'm joined by Stephen and Catherine, and we're chatting about their documentary, Follow the Rain. Now, Stephen, in the documentary, you also talk about a mysterious blue fungi that you found, and it also documents the journey a little bit of that process. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, well, it's a fungus that I found up in the Northern Rivers, where we live about, 13 years ago now, I suppose. And it's taken most of that time to get it named. But it's been quite complicated people often ask, you know, have you come across any new species? Well, we've come across quite a few new species, but the process about getting something named from scratch can be quite complicated. So it traces through that story explained by some mycologists, and a twist at the end, which I'll leave to the film.
Don't want to give everything away.
No, it's a fascinating story, and it explains a bit about how, you know, just a normal person like myself or Catherine, who's not exactly normal, but she's a filmmaker as well. But we have no scientific qualifications in this area at all. So we work with mycologists, but we can go out and discover things because there are very few mycologists in the world. Mm. So citizen scientists can play quite an important role in all of this. So anyone can do it.
And in the documentary, you have a number of time-lapse shots of fungi, which is really fascinating to see them grow from the smallest little thing and then it's a complete life cycle. Catherine, could you tell us a little bit more about the time-lapse setup and how long it takes to even complete that?
So Steve primarily does the time lapses, and it's such a magic thing, honestly. You know, every morning, we have about 24/7 most of the year, and every morning he'll go down and he'll collect the cards and bring them up, and we get to see what's happened overnight. It's fantastic. But we've just got them set up in a shipping container. It's not a fancy thing at all. And we've got about four studios in there, lots of rotting, wet logs, terrible place for equipment. And we can, you know, sometimes lapses happen very quickly. If it's a fast-growing fungus, it might only be a couple of days. And other fungi, particularly mycelium, can take weeks and even months to get a good time lapse because they're quite slow-growing. So it just depends on the fungus itself.
And it's really quite interesting because you don't capture just the growth of the fungi, you capture its complete life cycle, its death as well. How important is it, do you think, for us to understand the full life cycle of a fungi?
Yeah, I think seeing the mushrooms, because they're the sporing bodies of the fungus. So the fungus is pretty much all around us, under our feet, in the soil, in leaves on the tree, inside the trunks of tree. We're just surrounded by fungi, really. But the window into them for humans has pretty much always been its mushrooms. It's like the apple on the tree, the sporing body of the fungus. And I think that's just really magical, seeing that mushrooms start as a tiny, tiny little bud, you know, of inflated mycelium, really, and then it just expands and expands out to its mushroom. And we get to see behaviours that you would not see when you're just looking, because, you know, when you stumble across a mushroom in the forest, it's kind of a bit static. And the thing that the time lapses do is it really brings them to life, and you see that some of them twist and turn as they grow, and we're not quite sure why. We get to see some of the insects that interact with mushrooms because they're food for lots of creatures. And then we see how the mushrooms themselves get consumed by other fungi as they age and become food for another organism. It's endlessly fascinating.
It's a very interesting watch and very interesting to learn about its fungi's interaction with the environment, with other plants and trees and animals as well. It really is a true ecosystem and life cycle that we don't know a huge amount just yet. It's still a lot happening. But before we let you both go this morning, Stephen, if people want to find out more about the documentary, where can they go?
Well, they can go to Netflix and watch the documentary at the moment.
So, and they can also go to our website, www.planetfungi.movie.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much for joining me on the record this morning and walking us through the documentary, but also A Day in a Life of a Fungi Hunter.
Thank you very much.
You.